Well, yesterday it was banking. I'm going to talk about motorcycle chain today. See, I've had a motorcycle chain. I might make this short, by the way, which maybe is fine. But I had the motorcycle chain. I would change my motorcycle chain maybe once every 4 months. It's kind of annoying. Well, you're supposed to put a thick grease on a motorcycle chain. I don't know if you know this. The Taiwanese here, my mechanic that I've had for several years, which I moved and got a new mechanic. One of his employees left and started a company, and then his shop, the new shop, is right next to my new house. So it makes sense that that's the shop that I go to. So at the new shop, he actually recommends better quality parts. He recommends fixing a little bit closer to the problem. But even then, he's not sure how far close to the problem he should go because of his training. See, it was several guys at the time. I'm trying to explain this. The motorcycle grease that they've been giving me, I've had two or three different types of motorcycle grease that they've given me. And it's always this super thin, fast evaporating stuff. And they're like, this is high performance. This is really good stuff. And I go, if it's really good stuff, then how come the chain grinds down and I have to replace it every 4 months? They go, well, it says here on the bottle that it's good. I said, it's not looking on the bottle that says whether the grease is good. It's the chain that tells you whether the grease is good. And they go, oh, they never thought of that before. Why? Because they're beaten down. They can't think. I mean, you go to school, you have to have tests somewhere in society. You know, you got to have a driving test. Lawyers need to have a bar exam. I kind of talked about that Monday. And, you know, you got to have your test. No, that was Tuesday. I talked about that. Passing a test and so forth. You take the need for tests in a culture, mix that with people getting beaten down. You go to a classroom where you've got Chiang Kai-shek's soldiers that came in, maybe killed all the teachers or fired them, put his illiterate soldiers in the classroom as a teacher so the students literally can read and write better than the teachers and literally know more about math and science and history than the teachers do. You put them in that environment, school is no longer about understanding stuff. It's about shutting up and obeying what you're told and remembering the right answer for the test so that you survive. Because after all, you've got a drill sergeant for a math teacher now. So, you know, it's like the first 45 minutes of Full Metal Jacket. Private Pyle, what are you doing in my beloved Corps? So, I don't know if you knew this or not, but the guy that played the drill sergeant in Full Metal Jacket, he's a real drill sergeant. I think he even had a... Didn't he have a show on the Discovery Channel, George? Was it? They nerfed him. They had to tone him down because apparently he wasn't politically correct, but... Well, I guess you're right. It doesn't really matter that it was a Discovery Channel. Sorry. Random chats with the official podcast observer. No, it's 2020, and I guess I've been saying that he's new for a long time, but he's well, this time I bothered him about it. Where was I? Motorcycle chains. So I'm talking with the guys at the motorcycle shop, and I'm looking and going, okay, you know, just last week I was at a buddy's house, and his buddy was at his house and was putting the motorcycle grease on his chain. And he asked me if I wanted some. I said, I'd love some of that. I'm like, I didn't know that Taiwan had real motorcycle grease. I didn't know that because they always gave me this garbage that says high performance. High performance. I explained to my mechanic, I said, high performance, that means that you use it in a motorcycle race because you change the chain and the sprockets after every race. That's what that's for. So it's like you change them like landing wheels on an airplane. Did you know that an airplane can only take off, land three times before it's got to change the tires? Did you know that? That's right. I think I said wheels. Tires. Yeah. No, earlier I had said wheel. Where was it? So motorcycle chain. You got to have the right oil on it. So I had a great day with the mechanic and talking to him, looking at, okay, this oil and that oil and see this, and then it's got to be a thicker oil, and et cetera. It's got to be something like this. And I'm like, don't use that high performance garbage. This is not a race. You need to have, you know, thick chain oil to protect the chain. So anyhow, it goes back to the mentality of what's happening in Taiwan. Now, the thing is, as you're watching Hong Kong, as you're watching this fake trade deal, I mean, as you're watching phase one, as you're watching all this stuff with China, look, I'm happy for Trump. He's got a trade deal signed. I am happy about that. But I'm not under any delusions that this means peace in our time. Chamberlain coming back from talking with Hitler. I had the Führer's signature. It's peace in our time. And then like shortly after that, he invaded Poland, and that started World War II. So this treaty, this phase one thing, this trade deal thing, signing it, all this means is that Trump can now tell China, oh yeah, your human rights stuff, we're sending soldiers to inspect. They'll be crossing your border, entering your country with guns in 5 days, which you're going to give them permission to do, by the way, thanks. Like, he can do things like that, or things as rude and invasive as that might feel. He can be bossy, because after all, we're friends, right? And China's good for doing business with America, so they don't beat people up and take off a legislator's goggles so that they can spray pepper spray in his eyes because he won't get back on the sidewalk even though he's standing on the sidewalk in the video, right? Yeah, that was actually a video about that. So Trump can kind of get a little bit bullish, passive aggressive, more on the aggressive side, aggressive passive, maybe we should call it. He can do that with this trade deal. And I think China smells it coming, and he's really going to irritate him. Trump has been yanking the football like Lucy and Charlie Brown from 1,000 different angles. Oh, yeah, my good friend Xi Jinping. And the criminality from that Chinese government is going to be stopped. And I've got a great relationship with China. My good friend Xi Jinping, who's a dictator that has to be stopped. My good friend. And we have a great relationship, and things are going terribly in our great relationship. Yeah, this is like the bully at school who says to the little kid, hey, that's a nice cheeseburger you got there. You're going to give me some of that, right? Because I'm your friend. Oh, yeah, yeah. Here, let's take a selfie. Thanks for the cheeseburger. Boom, boom, boom. And eats the whole kid's lunch right in front of them like that. That's what Trump's been doing to China. And this trade deal is just like that. Some of this is beating the Chinese down. Some of it's instilling some anger to make them jump up and get mad and lash back. And that way we have the excuse we need to use more force and cripple them so that they stop hurting their neighbors. That's happening and developing well. While all that's going on, remember, Taiwan is a society that's slowly improving in its democracy. They're slowly beginning to understand that it's not the claim on the back, even though it's a worth, you know, worth, like the really good W-U-R-T-H with the two dots above the U, the German, even though it's the German company, Worth, saying it's high-performance chain oil, that doesn't mean it's the chain oil you need on your motorcycle. It's not the claims in the writing in the book and the teacher in the class and the test that tells you what oil to use. It's the chain and how healthy and long-lasting it is that tells you which oil is correct. And so as the Taiwanese are slowly figuring this stuff out, they're coming from an oppressed background that's even worse, the background in China, and they're not figuring this out. Vietnam, China had a war with in 1979 for about a month, more of a skirmish, and the Vietnamese pounded their butts. Well, Vietnamese had a big, fat, long war with America. And we didn't really lose, but we didn't win either. We just sort of went home. Yeah, that didn't go well. Those Vietnamese are tough. And China hasn't been in many wars. And the only wars they've won were against their own unarmed civilians or their lesser armed armies within their own borders. Chinese have not fought against other countries. And those Vietnamese gave us a run for our money. Imagine what they do to the Chinese. I was reading an article. It was from 8 months ago, but it was in the Symphony roll up this week, the Cadence. It's a flashback. It's from National Interest. They, a lot of propaganda stories, but some good fun stuff. It definitely commercial online magazine type thing. But yeah, China does not have the experience. They did not invent the tech that they have. They copied it. So they may not have copied it right. They don't really love it and understand it. They didn't make it for themselves. And they don't really get how to make stuff work. They don't even know what chain oil to put on their motorcycles. They do with the one that the book says. So their chains might be falling off because they're using high performance chain grease and they got to change their motorcycle chain. Really, that might happen. That's the society that they're dealing with. And so as the Chinese can't make their own stuff work, Taiwan, they're bad off, but they're at least doing better figuring out. Listen to me, China and Taiwan-America conflict that may or may not be coming up here anytime soon, it's not going to go horrible, 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 all against America, all against Taiwan. We've got some really interesting situations that are developing here. So as for me, I just keep doing my best to have good ideas and to help people get thinking and to help people understand what really matters in life. I was talking about with a student that I had from 10 years back and saying, look, it's failure, 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 and then learning from it, but failure that moves you forward into success. It's not just passing the test and never making a mistake in your life that moves you to success. It's failure and learning from it that gets you there. And that's a new idea to the Taiwanese. Chinese don't even have that idea at all. So I keep doing my best to share it with other people and living over here and understanding it and being patient with people about it. And, you know, that's really what it takes in diplomacy. If you really, really want to have good diplomacy and good relations with other people, you got to be patient with them. And there are plenty of people in your own life to practice being patient with. Parents, siblings, children, coworkers, fellow club members, although I'm not so sure we should spend so much time in clubs. See you next week. Happy New Year, by the way.